Blog Talk Radio.
For all your photo, video, and voiceover needs, check out the fine folks at Blu-ray Productions. They will take good care of you. If you don't believe me, you can see for yourself. Check out their work at blueberryproductions.tv, the Facebook page, Blueberry Productions, also a Vimeo page, a YouTube page, and it's Blueberry, B-L-U-B-E-R-R-Y, prod on Twitter. Check them out today. Blueberry Productions, great people, great work, great service.
Hey there, your yard took a real beating this summer. Luckily, Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard has your back. Just feed your grass with Scott's again this fall when the air is cool and the soil is warm. It's the perfect time to give your lawn a boost. If you do, WinterGuard will give your yard the nourishment it needs to help weak, thin grass recover and support root growth, giving you a greener, more resilient lawn both now and next spring. Guaranteed. Grab a bag of Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard today. You'll be back to barbecuing in no time. This is a Scott's Yard.
Hey parents, we all try to be extra careful with our children in the car, but then we get an important call or text. Remember, our children are watching. Make every drive a good example. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
Hello, my name is Travis Williams, President and CEO of Academics and Athletic Consulting, focusing on educating and empowering tomorrow's collegiate athletic leaders. My passion is for the education and genuine concern and care for today's student athlete. It's the centerpiece of my life's work. A college education, both in and out of the classroom, is a truly rewarding benefit. For more information on AAC, you can go to www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Once again, www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Or you can follow me on Facebook at Academics and Athletic Consulting or Twitter at Coach TWill24 or Instagram Travis L. Williams 24. Or you can call me at 404-542-607. Once again, AAC is very proud to partner with J.R. McHenry of the Boss Man Radio Show, covering sports and entertainment across the country. Please tune in weekly for informative, entertaining, and expert analysis on today's sports and entertainment topics. Thank you.
Socks off and throw it off to her. So, Jay, what do you have for us with Bad Take 1 on today's Bad Take segment?
Okay. The first one is hikers call the police after mistake and traffic sound while chasing them. This happened out of Texas, just to let you know. Two lost hikers were left feeling a little under the weather after they called for help for what they thought was an aggressive wild pig chasing them down. When actually, in reality, the sound that the pair mistook for grunting and snorting was actually nearby cars going over a rumble strip on the road. According to the department, a woman called 911 from inside the Government Canyon State Park around 11:30 p.m., saying that she climbed a tree to get away from an animal that had been growling and following her. She was ultimately put in touch with the park police officer and urged him to please hurry, and this is quote, urged him to please hurry because an animal she believed to be a wild pig was nearby and growling. So after a while, they realized that it was actually the sound of the nearby cars passing by.
That's Molly, PCP, meth, crack, oxycodone, hydrocodone. That's a lot. That's just, what were you on? high power stuff. Well, I mean, they should actually be searched for what drugs are they on, testing what drugs are you on.
Yep, because that doesn't even make sense.
I don't get it. And now I have to ask, were they Caucasian?
It doesn't actually say it in the report. In the article, it doesn't actually say what race they were.
Sounds like someone called Caucasian. It just does. You know, it just does. Because I feel like Caucasians abuse the police all the time. They abuse it from calling black people, the calling of animals, calling them whatever. The police is like their hotline for every damn thing. That's ridiculous,
yep.
though.
I didn't know people could call the cops if they thought an animal was chasing them anyway. I would think that you would just try to get to a safe place as soon as possible from the animal. Even if you justifiably thought an animal was chasing you, why is the first thing you do is call the cops? Like, yeah, this wild pig's chasing me.
Yeah, that's the other thing, too. Like, if a wild pig's chasing you, you run your ass to your safest place. Get called 911, get to safety. I mean, and let that pig be somebody else's problem, not yours. If I scare the pig, I'm going to go to my car and leave and let somebody else deal with it. I mean, once again, it's an animal. Why are you tripping? What are they going to do? Tranquilize it? They're going to stun it? They, what they're going to do? Give it a taser? I mean, come on, man. Like, what are they going to do to a pig? Put it down for the count? I mean, so... calling the police, you got to think about the options.
Yep.
What can they really do in that situation?
Yeah, because they're law enforcement officers. I mean, the pig really wasn't breaking the law, if there really was even a pig there. And then what made it worse for them, there was no pig there. All it was traffic nearby. How did you mistake that for sounds of a pig chasing you? And they didn't actually see a pig, so they automatically assumed it was a pig?
And that's a false.
Yep.
Technically, it's a false police report, technically. Or a false call.
Yep, they just wasted those officers' time.
Police is law enforcement. Like, say, if your car stalls on the highway, that's not a police call, that's AAA.
Yep.
Or your nearest tow company. You know, say, for instance, your chick goes in labor, that's not a 911 call, that is a let me get to the hospital call. You have to know when to use the police or not to use the police. You know, I don't trust them. I ain't calling for nothing unless I absolutely have to, which I probably wouldn't ever call about, even if I had to. I don't trust them. But you thought a pig was chasing you in cars. I mean, these cars have bad mufflers where they brake squeaking. I don't. What sound were they making that triggered you to think of a pig?
And why they think that the pig was going to just chase them? I didn't know of pigs just chasing people for no reason either. Like, out of all that, what made them think a wild pig was chasing them to the point that the woman climbed up in a tree to hide from this imaginary wild pig?
Yeah, even when I went to the county fair, and they had baby pigs in the county fair, which is the one that were weirdest things ever, going to the county fair. I haven't been since I was a child, thank God. But still, even at the county fair, I don't recall the animals chasing the people. Now, I do remember at the county fair, pig races, which angered me as an 8-year-old, even, okay? So, I asked my dad, why are we here, Dad? What is this? I don't understand this. They're pig races, son. I don't get this. This is stupid, Daddy. At 8 years old, I had that take. That's a little stupid ass pig races. Okay.
That sounds like a take you would have.
At 8 years old. And think about this. Even at 8 years old, I had that take. Okay. At 8, I had that kind of a take. Okay. And he was like, "Okay, you want to watch fire?" I thought it was dumb to see pigs racing each other. Why am I watching this? It's stupid. But even then, I don't recall them chasing to get a crowd to get. I don't recall that happening. So. While pigs can be big and lazy and monstrous, I don't see them as an attacking animal. They are more chill.
Yeah.
attack you.
Yep.
But a goat won't. Or a sheep won't. So these fools on some extra kind of drugs we don't know about, they need Jesus, they need help, they need to go jump in the nearest lake in Texas and call it a day. And that's what it's going to be. So what you got for us in a take two there?
Hearse driver tries to use the HOV lane with a deceased passenger. This actually happened in Nevada. The Nevada Highway Patrol has a serious message for people. You can only use the carpool lane if all passengers are living. Officials made that public service announcement after they pulled over a man driving a hearse in the HOV lane in Las Vegas. The driver wasn't identified, but the trooper, he assumed that the body he was transporting to the funeral brought him in compliance with the HOV lane. And it's a requirement of two or more occupants per vehicle. And the officer pretty much laughed at him and said that that was one of the most interesting responses he's ever gotten. And he told the driver to get out of the lane, but let him off just with a warning. So he didn't give him a ticket or anything. He just warned him that he has to get out of the lane. You have to have two or more occupants in the vehicle. And Nevada Highway Patrol also even tweeted about the incident in hopes of turning it into a teachable moment for anyone who may be transporting a dead person in their car.
I mean, I get both sides of the equation. I do.
Me too.
But technically, he did have two people in the car. No one was in a box being bombed. So technically, two people were in the car. Technically, the one can't get up anymore. One is tapped out for good, lifeless. But still, I get it. I mean, but they're amending that. They're saying that verbally that there's two more alive occupants. But I doubt on the book. They must be alive. This is just two or more problems on the books. So,
yeah, I'm assuming that on the books, like officially, that it doesn't actually say live occupants, just like what you said. It probably just says you got to have two or more occupants in the vehicle to be in the HOV lane. So they were probably assuming that the average person would have that understanding that the occupants must be alive. You know, like dead people don't count.
Exactly. Now, I wonder if people who use dogs, that count?
That's a good question, because they didn't say human.
Yeah, because these clowns who, remember I told a story about that woman had $5 in her car at Popeyes? I mean, that's an HOV vehicle.
Because that is a good point. That's an occupant.
HOV means high occupancy vehicle. That's what HOV really means, people. That's high occupancy vehicle. So that's high occupancy. You have $6 in the car. So, I mean, two or more. So they're going to say two or more living human beings. Technically, you can say dolls occupants. There's two or more.
That's true. They need to make that law more specific. That,
no.
Just like you said, that they need to have two or more living humans.
Because, I mean, okay, I can be technical. An occupant, that could be a book. Seriously, a song. You know, that's an occupant, you know. You haven't defined what an occupant is.
Mm-hmm.
You just assume it's a human. So, if I'm a lawyer, I can beat that case. Because you haven't defined on your books what an occupant is. That's what pertains to HOV. So that's, I feel like if he gave a ticket, he could have got off, because there's no on the books, I assume, that says the driver HOV lane or the high occupancy lane, that you have to have two alive living humans, or if it's animals. You're not saying what the occupant's got to be. You're not defining an occupant. I could win that case as a good lawyer, I believe.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Because to me, it just makes the law. I get the spirit of the law. I get them trying to be broad, trying to assume people will know, but think about it. People ride animals and dead people ride every day. So that happens. But also, Jazz, also must have made this point. If your career's up being a hearse driver, where the hell did you go wrong?
Oh gosh.
Where the hell did your life go wrong at? see, I send my understanding to the funeral director. That's a booming business, and I would want to have own one.
That's successful.
Because, Jay, I don't want a job where I'm cheering for death. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Like, that job cheers for people to die. I don't care what they say, you're cheering for death. You know? You're happy when somebody dies. There's more money in my pocket. That's a weird business to be in. So, where in life do you fail when you're a hearse driver or a body pickup person?
You call it a body pickup person?
You've lost. Like, if you're the grave opener, you have lost in life. Where did you go wrong? How do you get in line of work? How is this something you want to do for a career? You know?
I wasn't.
You know, I'm just throwing it out there. Like, how do you get there? How does one become, how do you get to that point? Now, if you're an embalmer, I think you're a sick freak, but I get it. And now, what I don't get is those people who become, you know, body dressers. How do you go to school to become a body dresser?
I think funeral assistant does that under the direction of a funeral director. Like, I don't think they're actually called a body dresser per se, but I think that they, you know, dress and put, you know, do the hair and makeup and all the other stuff under the direction of the funeral director.
Yeah, I mean, I should get to that level. Tell me, I'd rather you throw bags. Okay, I'd rather you throw bags.
Dang.
I'd accept throwing bags while I accept that as a career choice. I'm serious.
Now, you know that's bad.
Look, I wouldn't even accept being a dog catcher, okay?
Wow.
While I accept that career. Because, Lord, I think those losers. I'm a dog catcher, but you're a loser to me. Why you want to do that all day? You smell like crap and funk all day and bad breath dogs all day. What a bad job to have. But yeah, it's just like one of those things. So I get it. I get both sides of the equation. That's a bad take. It can be good at the same time. But my bigger take is, how do you get to be that person? How and why? And I need him to have a better career choice going forward. Because that has to be a sick job. That your job is to carry bodies around. That has to get to.
Yeah, I know it would get to me. Like, that's literally, like, you're around every day, Monday through Friday, or actually probably even whenever, because that's pretty much almost, like, what, a 24-7 job? They probably run in shifts or something?
Yeah, you don't know.
Because, I mean, like,
you
yeah, because, I mean, somebody could die Saturday night. I mean, seriously.
Yeah, you have to go pick up the body, bring it to the funeral home. Man, that's that job would get to me. It really would. It would get to me. Brother in Vegas, do better next time, please. And I hope you get a better job one of these days, my man. Folks, Bad Take segment one is done. More Boss Man Show for you after the break. Check us out, BossManShow.com, for all things Boss Man Show. Entertain yourself anytime, any place, from any device. BossManShow.com.
Hip-hop fans, I got a great album for you. The debut album from Family Grind ENT, True Speech and 313 Fresh, bringing you 2 discs, 33 songs of pure, genuine hip-hop. Albums available on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, IllStreetRex.com, and streaming live right now on Rhapsody, Beats Music, Spotify, Xbox Music, Slacker Radio, and SoundCloud. Check them out today, True Speech and 313 Fresh, Family Grind ENT. Believe in it. Get it.
A gorgeous tan from Suntan City gives you an inner glow that relights the fire when you run into your first crush.
Vicky, who is that?
An old boyfriend.
Lucky you just tanned at Suntan City.
Lucky he's single. We're doing lunch tomorrow.
Won't be single for long then.
During Tour of the City, try all 5 tans, including spray tan, for just $4.99. Restrictions may apply. Click to buy now.
When you're a teen, you finally get to make some of your own decisions. Who are you going to hang out with? What do you want to be? Are you going to glance at that text while driving? Remember, a split second is all it takes for something tragic to happen. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
It's maybe the night that my dreams might let me know. All the stars are closer. All the stars are closer.
Tell me what you're going to do to me. Confrontation ain't nothing new to me. You could bring a bullet, bring a sword, bring a morgue, but you can't bring the truth to me.
Alexa, play Kendrick Lamar and SZA.
Okay.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Yeah, yeah, it's your man JC, the host with the most, baby, and it goes down each and every Saturday night right here in the city of Memphis. That's right, y'all. It goes down at Clix Sports Bar Memphis, baby, 3705 Malco Way, Memphis, Tennessee, 38125. Come out and join us, the Three Kings, each and every Saturday night for the livest karaoke in the city. Everybody gets in free till 10 p.m., only $5 after. Great food. We got drink specials. We got all kind of games, man. We got the pool tables popping. Whatever you want, we got you, man. Come on out. Have a good time with us each and every Saturday night. That's Clix Sports Bar, Memphis.